racing to the first tee, knowing what fun it will be. Soon the starter will call me to the first tee.
Once again, welcome into the Grow Room. I'm Bob Bupka, here with St. Louis icon Jay Randolph Jr. And you know where you can find him? He's on Twitter at STL Golf Geek. And Jay, when we started thinking about this week's show, we never thought it would center around Tiger Woods.
No, Bob, you're right. It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate for him. It's unfortunate for the game. You know, all the facts are not fully out. We know we're in an instant society these days, and it's been interesting for these first 30 hours or so to see various reports and people talking about drinking and then no alcohol in the blood. And, you know, we're going to have to wait and see. I think the bottom line is a guy that we are rooting for to get back and be healthy for this game. This is not what we expected. And, you know, I'm sure he's embarrassed. You could tell based on his statements that he was embarrassed. My goodness, that mugshot. I mean, those things live forever. And, you know, you don't want to see one of the greatest golfers of all time become a punchline. And, you know, I know you got a lot of thoughts. You've been following him since his amateur days. You were there when he won his historic third United States amateur. You followed him all through the victories as he turned pro and there in 97 with the dramatic Hello World and all that good stuff. It's hard to even kind of put it all in perspective these days.
Well, you're right about that, Jay. You know, I've been proud to have watched Tiger win all 14 of his majors. So I had a little affinity with him. I would say that we weren't the type of buddies that, you know, we would go out to dinner together, but he'd be quick to say hi, Bob. And he also was very affectionate of Janice and gave her proper respect at all times. So we had a good deal going. But, you know, after watching what transpired over the last couple of days, you know, we've been devoting so much of our attention on his physical well-being. And now it seems like, hey, maybe we shouldn't even be thinking about physically right now. We got to think about his mental health. And, you know, when you do stuff like he did, and you know, the reports coming out about all these different types of medication. Number one, and I was adamant about this when I first heard it, and I know I'm assuming you would feel the same way as I feel. I wouldn't know how to drive a car if I had Tiger Woods' money. My hands wouldn't know what a steering wheel was. All I'd know how comfortable this back seat is and this qualified driver that I have up front that's sitting in my driveway 24/7. If I want to go get a Starbucks, I just walk out, get in the car, and he takes me. I mean, that's the proper way of him getting around, not driving.
Bob, every great person has a Bobo. They've got their guy. They've got their person that takes care of them. Ali had Bundini Brown. You look at Arnold had his man, Doc Giffen. And, you know, it's just amazing. You got Janice. I mean, it's
thank
it's
God.
I mean, you said it. And then people talk about, well, why didn't he take an Uber or whatever? I mean, this is a guy that could, you know, he doesn't. Anybody would drive him. I'll go down there in Jupiter and be his Bobo.
Yeah, well, forget taking Uber. I mean, if I got Tiger's money, I'm calling for a helicopter.
Absolutely.
To pick me up. A strange thing, and we don't want to devote too much time to this, but the scary aspects, it's 3:00 in the morning. He's not heading in the direction of his house or his restaurant. Where is he going? I guess he didn't know where he was going is the only thing that you can surmise.
No, I think you're dead on. When I first started to hear the reports, I mean, at 3:00 in the morning, going the wrong way from your home, I think, you know, this mix of drugs and you know, we got a real problem in this country with prescription or non-prescription medications. And, you know, time's going to have to tell, but it's another great reminder to everybody out there, whether it's after a surgery or whatever the case may be careful with those medications, because that leads to a lot of bad stuff.
Overall, a lot of the players have commented. They say they just feel sad for Tiger, including Jack Nicklaus.
You know, I feel bad for Tiger. Tiger's a friend. He's been great for the game of golf, and I think he needs all our help, and we wish him well.
Ben Crenshaw said in a radio interview on SiriusXM that he hated it for Tiger. You know, Ben Jay is such a historian of the game, and he likes everything to be just really pure, and this is the furthest thing from pure that you could have.
It's sad to me, and I hate it that he has to go through something like this. It's a really very tough thing, but I just hope somehow he can get patched up and get better. I hate it for him.
Well, Bob, you know, like you said, most of the players are using that term sad, and I think what it really means is they feel for the guy. And it's confounding to all of us. And you know, you talked about your relationship with Tiger. I got to see it point blank. I mean, every time he was in your presence, he had a little different look to him, a little different smile. He liked messing around with you. And like you said, had great respect for Janice. And we all had great respect for him. And unfortunately, some of the things that have occurred, really now as we close in on 8 or 9 years, he's lost a little of the luster. And our hope for him, I know, Bob, is somehow to get it back on track.
That's all we can hope for. If he could find something that makes him happy, it's not easy to be as competitive as he was in the golf arena and then have no outlet for that competitive spirit. I think that's a huge part of the problem that Tiger's facing.
You're listening to The Grew Room, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf. Heard on KTRS, the Big 550 in St. Louis. Talk Sport 2, TuneIn, Audio Boom, iTunes, and of course, the Armed Forces Radio Network.
Golfin, the innovative award-winning clubs of choice for parents eager to see their kids fall in love with golf. In fact, let's let Callum McPherson, founder and managing director of Golfin, explain how Golfin GFK clubs take the young golfer from beginner to winner.
Our clubs, our golf clubs, are designed and manufactured, as you know, Bob, to make the game easier for kids so that we build confidence and they have fun from the very, very beginning.
Visit golfin.com, that's golphin.com, to find out more and how to order your kids the gift of golf right now.
And by the way, it's official. Our Pick the U.S. Open winner contest for a chance to win the Vertical Groove driver made to your specifications. Simply send an email to entry@thegrillroom.com with your pick to win the U.S. Open. You can enter more than once, and the deadline is U.S. Open Sunday at noon Eastern. Yes, that's a lot of time, but the winner will be the entry email with the earliest date on it, so enter today. And if you're one of our Talk Sport 2 listeners, just to let you know, Vertical Groove Golf has distribution in the United Kingdom. So be sure to send your entry to entry@thegrillroom.com.
Okay, Jay, let's turn to the rising star of Kevin Kisner, winner of last week's Dean and DeLuca Invitational at Colonial. And on the bag for Kevin Kisner, believe it or not, somebody that grew up in my hometown. He actually played for my brother on the high school basketball team, none other than Dwayne Box. So we send our congratulations out to Dwayne. But more and more people are getting impressed with Kevin Kisner. He has a very repetitive swing, Jay. He's extremely competitive and certainly shows that he's got ice water in his veins, making that five-footer on Sunday to clinch the deal and afford and avoid a playoff with Jordan Spieth.
Absolutely. A lot of guys in the mix there at the end. You know, Kisner, it had been a while since he had won. You wondered how he's going to handle it, and he handled it like a champion. I mean, what a signature victory for his second win to do it at Colonial. He talked immediately after the round about how much it meant to him, and we're going to hear about that in just a second. But really, a good venue for him. I love Colonial because it brings all styles into the mix. You don't have to be a bomber. We saw a lot of shot makers. Rombo played well there. Spieth looks like he's back. But boy, Kevin Kisner, and let me give big time congratulations to one of our listeners on Talk Sport 2, Darren, who had a little something on Kevin Kisner to win Dean and DeLuca. He's having a nice week.
Well, Kevin Kisner is a solid player, plays at Palmetto in Aiken, South Carolina, one of my favorite golf courses in the entire United States. It's funny, Ben Hogan often said about Palmetto that it had the best par fours of any golf course in America, and then Kevin Kisner wins at the Colonial. The event, Ben Hogan won 5 times. So let's hear from Kevin Kisner right now regarding his win.
I knew the way I was playing, I was going to give myself a ton of chances to win, and that's all you ever dream about is having a chance coming down the last 5 holes. And I've had that probably 3 or 4 times this year, and it's always fun, and you always handle it differently. And today I was just having fun with it. I love the golf course. I love being in that position, and it was fun for me coming down the stretch. It's never easy, for sure, on this tour. Guys always seem to make birdies. I've been in this position a ton, and one thing I always take away is you got to just keep making birdies and basically look up when you can't make anymore. And guys were making runs all around. I was making a little run, and I'm just fortunate to come out on top.
You know, Jay, 2 things that he said that really impressed me. One, he's fully aware of to win on the PGA Tour, you got to keep putting yourself in position. And that's what he did, and he's done it quite often. He's finished 2nd 6 times, so he knows about that. And then maybe even more important, and maybe a good tip for our listeners when they go play their Saturday Sunday game, have fun. You know, make golf fun. And boy, if Kevin Kisner, with $1 million on the line, can say that he's having fun, I think our average player certainly should have the ability to have fun when they play.
Well, that's at the heart of the game. You know, I always, when somebody comes in and they pay at the desk, I say, hit them straight and have a good time. And they usually will look at me and goes, well, I'm going to have a good time because they're not going to hit it straight. But, you know, I think that's refreshing to see in this day and age of all the high pressure and the money out there. And heck, I mean, you know, this was a big move for him in the FedEx Cup. So, you know, to see a guy that can kind of keep that attitude is refreshing to me. And Bob, here's Kevin talking about that move in the FedEx Cup.
Well, our entire PGA Tour season is around the FedEx Cup. So that's always a goal, number one, starting a season. You can't win it if you're not there. And to basically have it locked up this early in the year is just a dream of mine. I just look forward to going up there and getting as many points as I can before the playoffs start.
So Kevin Kisner, with that victory, guarantees him self a position down at Eastlake in the Tour Championship. And the next time somebody's in Normandy and say they can't hit it straight, you tell them to get a vertical groove driver. It's going to allow them to hit it straighter, and it's going to allow them to hit it further. 2 nice benefits of using a vertical groove driver. You want more information, go to vertgolf.com. You can spec out a club of your own. You also can enter our U.S. Open contest and get an opportunity to win one of these magnificent drivers. Jordan Spieth, well, he was the defending champion, made a good run. Talked about that run after his round.
Putter started to heat up a bit. Today was a really fun round. It was fun to feed off the crowd, feel those nerves, that adrenaline rush. And, boy, it was a couple lip outs away from having a chance.
So Jordan Spieth, a good finish. He was struggling to make the cut, Jay, on Friday, but rallied back, played pretty well over the weekend. Maybe his game's rounding back into form.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt it's rounding back into form. The way he hit some of those putts, Bob, with the confidence, and even his misses were just dead on. He is really getting tuned up. I think it'll be an interesting week this week at Memorial. But I you know he's looking at Aaron Hills. And I mentioned earlier in the show, rock solid again, now moving up to ninth in the world rankings. I'll say it again. A year ago, John Rahm played in the U.S. Open as an amateur. He is now ninth in the world rankings. That's a huge move. Another solid round, another solid tie for second for him. And I know one of the guys you really like on tour, Bob, Sean O'Hare, kind of off the milk carton this week as he gets himself on that leaderboard with a tie for second.
Yeah, and it's good to see Sean O'Hare playing. That's his fourth top 10 finish this year. Back in 09, he had nine top 10 finishes. Sean O'Hare, certainly one of the good guys in the game.
And we're going to take a look at this week in Memorial coming up in the show. But, Bob, we don't want to overlook the KitchenAid senior players. And he's done it again. 59 years of age. Now, I think, solidifying himself as the greatest champion tour player or senior player, if you will. I think he surpassed Hale Irwin, and now he surpasses Jack Nicklaus' record of 8 senior major victories. We're talking about, to me, the best senior golfer of all time, Bernhard Langer.
Well, Jay, it was kind of interesting the way he got it done because basically it was a match play situation with Vijay Singh in that fourth and final round. And Vijay, 30, 40 yards on average, longer than Bernhard off the tee. But guile and good putting and everything that Bernhard knows about the game, he put into play and came out on top. And probably the most painful thing to Vijay Singh of the weekend is Bernhard coming up to him on the final hole and says, Vijay, I feel for you because I know what it was like when I had the yips.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt about it. I was just thinking, you know, Bernhard Langer is just a good putter. I mean, not if this guy was a great putter, I mean, who knows what he would have done on the regular tour or at majors that way. But, you know, that's one of the two things that's really both derailed these guys. And it's hard to believe that they're not really that great of putters. But, boy, can they strike that golf ball. And like you said, Bernhard's faith and his passion still for the game is amazing.
Yeah, and he's the only player now to win all 5 senior major championships. Our congratulations to him. By the way, another good performance by John Daly using that vertical groove driver. John Daly inside the top 20, a respectable tie for 17th. Good going, John Daly. He is on a tear. I suspect that we're going to see a few more victories out of Mr. Daly before too long.
Well, Bob, let's head over to Columbus, Ohio. The Memorial Tournament presented by Nationwide, kind of patterned after the Masters Jack's Tournament. Every year there's a wonderful honoree. They honor persons who have contributed to the game of golf, so their accomplishment and memory will live on. The honorees are chosen by the Captain's Club, which is arguably the toughest club to become a member of. And, Bob, this year, some name. Greg Norman will be honored. 2 of the great amateurs back in the day and one that went on to win a U.S. Open as a pro, Kenny Venturi and Harvey Ward. Jerry Tardy, such a longtime figure as executive director of Golf Digest for the Journalism Award. Congratulations to all those guys. Very worthy.
Yeah, and especially to Jerry, one of the real nice guys and has done such a magnificent job at the helm of Golf Digest. I'm very happy for Jerry, very proud of that Memorial Tournament for selecting him. Certainly well-deserved. William McGuirk is defending his title. Quite a field, though, Jay. 7 of the top 10 in the world rankings. And how about this? 10 out of the top 10 on the FedEx Cup points list are all going to be there. One big name missing, Rory McIlroy, Jay. And what's his issue?
Well, he's still resting the ribs, and he wants to be ready for the U.S. Open. I mean, when you get to Rory's situation in this game, yeah, you'd love to be there and pay homage to Jack, but Rory's thinking about majors and being ready for Aaron Hills. when we return, we'll look a little more in-depth at the memorial, as well as some other things in the world of golf. You're listening to The Guru, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf.
You're listening to The Grill Room.
Situated in central St. Louis resides the oldest public golf course west of the Mississippi, Normandy Golf Club. Opened in 1901 and designed by the renowned Fowlis Brothers of Scotland, this old gem has played host to Babe Ruth, Mickey Rooney, and the great Babe Zaharias. History lives and breathes at The Rock, as Normandy is affectionately known. A mixture of long and short holes in a tree-lined atmosphere challenge golfers of all skill levels. The 18th hole at Normandy, well, it's as tough a par three as you'll find, measuring 251 yards from the back tee. In 2015, a renewed commitment was made to this unique property under the direction of Walters Golf Management. Affordable rates and top-notch service is what you'll find at Normandy Golf Club. The facility uses a unique dynamic pricing structure that golfers seem to love. If your travels bring you to St. Louis, make sure to make a tee time at The Rock. To learn more, check out normandygolf.com or call 314-862-4884 and enjoy old-school golf at its finest.
Make Coolbrella the next purchase for your golf bag. The Coolbrella is instant portable shade. It's an umbrella that reflects the sun, offering portable, effective protection from the sun. Whether playing or spectating, the Coolbrella protects from the harsh rays of the sun while providing a cool, comfortable shade. For more information on the perfect gift for you...
Welcome back to The Groove Room, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf. Jay Randolph Jr. here with Bob Bubka. And just a reminder, our U.S. Open contest is open as of today. Who do you think will win? Let us know. Simply send your pick to entry at thegrillroom.com. You can enter more than once, and the deadline is noon Eastern on U.S. Open Sunday. But remember, if there is more than one winner, the email that comes in first with the correct name will win the Vertical Groove Driver. Remember, entry at thegrillroom.com. Well, June 6th, next Tuesday, is the annual Women's Golf Day. And recently, Bob had a chance to ask Alyssa Gaudet, Executive Director of Women's Golf Day, to tell him a little more.
Women's Golf Day is a one-day, four-hour experience for women and girls. And the first 2 hours, they have a choice of taking 2 hours of lessons or playing nine holes of golf. And then the second 2 hours are socializing, networking, whatever the location wants to do. And so the interesting reason I think this was successful is because you don't already have to be a golfer. We had a lot of new-time golfers, I think people that just want to be social, that wanted to try it or be good enough to play in their corporate outing or with their friends or a nine in wine. And in the first year, we're very proud to say we had 485 locations in 28 countries around the world, all on the same day. And I invite everybody, no matter who you are, man or woman, just to go to our webpage and watch the video. And I would not have to say anything else further, because the pictures really do. They're just a small sampling of the pictures that people sent us and were using on social media of their experience. So it was really a positive and rewarding thing.
Give the address for that website.
Womensgolfday.com.
That's easy enough to remember. And my understanding, it's going to be even bigger and better in 2017?
It is. You know, we were really fortunate to have, you know, there are so many visionaries in our industry, but Steve Mona and the World Golf Foundation, who jumped on the first year. And like anything, it's a first year. I don't think any of us knew how it would turn out. And, you know, I'm very proud to say we have the International Golf Federation, who, after just having the Olympics for the first time since 1904, so we have their support. So that's with the federations and, you know, the women that played in the Olympics. We have the National Golf Course Owners Association, the European Golf Course Owners Association, the LPGA, the Ladies European Tour. We have some support from a lot of the other big organizations as well that are helping us in various capacities, especially just mainly getting the messaging out, getting the information to the PGA professionals, for them to use this as a platform to grow their golf, whether it's having women come on as lesson, you know, for lessons, but most importantly, seeing the woman as an economic influencer. No one's going to buy a house on a golf course or join a country club or have their kids participate in a sport. Those are spousal decisions. So at the very minimum, let's eradicate the word golf widow and have a warm, fuzzy feeling and just get more women involved.
Well, you know, it's amazing. The main initiative in the sport now is to try and grow the game. And what a wonderful way that you're doing it, and by bringing in women and girls, making them comfortable with the experience that leads to more equipment being sold, more apparel being sold, more play on the golf course, just simply all wonderful things.
Yeah, and like I said, more getting juniors involved. I mean, that's the way. The kids can't drive themselves. You know, by the time they're a millennial, it's a little too late. So we're looking to get the millennials, and I think we have to start earlier getting families involved, and I think the women is the main catalyst to that. As well, I think, because it was, you know, women only, while I say that, you know, obviously don't exclude anybody, but the women's only gave them, they didn't feel intimidated, all the things, the barriers of entry that we had heard were bothering them. And I think not just being included, they're meant to feel super special for that one day. And a really unique thing is this started last year. The first location was in Australia. And for 24 hours straight, there was a women's golf day event going, kept going all the way, you know, west until it got to California. So it just get, you know, kept traveling, and it went to India, was in Dubai, China, Mission Hills, and just kept traveling across the globe, and it ended in Hawaii.
Thanks, Alyssa. Women'sGolfDay.com is where all the information can be found. And another event we want to tell you about is the Lincoln Land Charity Championship in Springfield, Illinois. That's only 90 minutes from my St. Louis door, Bob.
Yes, and it's going to be played the week right after the United States Open, Jay, June 19th through the 25th. You know, the Web.com Tour is the path to the PGA Tour.
It sure is. And, Bob, I know you had the chance to catch up with Kate Perry, the executive director. And I know you asked Kate about how the preparations were coming along.
Well, it's shaping up to be a great week. We're just a few days away from tournament week. So, you know, lots of last-minute prep and planning for the event. It's shaping up really well.
Of course, you know, the Web.com Tour has grown in stature now that it provides the path to the PGA Tour. You had a great winner last year, Martin Flores. And a couple of interesting things that I'm looking at connected with the event, and I'm going to ask you to help me out and explain it. What is the Audi Putting Challenge?
The Audi Putting Challenge, yes. We're working with Green Audi here locally, and they're going to conduct a little putting challenge during all four rounds, really, and then the winner of that, they'll draw one winner, and he or she will go on to take a putt on the 18th green to win a year Audi lease on Sunday. So right when we the last putt drops on Sunday, we will do the final green Audi putt to win that Audi. So it's kind of just another little fun thing that we're doing in conjunction with the tournament.
And, of course, one of the mainstays is going to be the Junior Clinic.
Right. The PGA Gateway section is sponsoring that for us this year. That's Tuesday of tournament week at 2 o'clock. It's totally free of charge. So we'd love to have kids come up for that. It's a great way to, you know, I mean, if they're playing or if they're thinking about playing, it's a great afternoon. Then we do some player autograph sessions afterwards, and the kids have a great time. They leave with a little gift pack. So we're hoping that kids will come up and check that out and then potentially bring their parents back on the weekend.
Talking to Kate Peters, the executive director of the Lincoln Land Charity Championship. And one thing that caught my eye, Kate, and it's tremendous, where I read that 100% of every ticket sold goes to charity chosen by the ticket buyer?
Correct. So, you know, charity is such a big part of professional golf, and this year we have dedicated 100% of the ticket purchase to go to any of our participating charities, and right now we have 31 of those. So when you go on our website and purchase your tickets, they're $10 a piece, And at the same time, you're going to pick your favorite charity from that list. And they're going to receive 100% of the proceeds. So we know that we've got a lot of great organizations who are in need of extra funds, and we thought this would be a great way to help them raise those.
And you're going to have 156 professionals competing, very talented players, because they're all hoping for that golden admission to the PGA Tour. But this is the pathway that the PGA Tour has chosen. And I have to admit that early on, I was really preferred the Q school, but now watching what has transpired over the years, I think this is a much better system of identifying who is qualified to play on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, you know, we will have a tremendous field here in Springfield. The caliber of play will be amazing. Last year, we did some analysis, and I'm probably not going to quote it exactly right, but we had, gosh, over 13 or 14 of the young men who played here go on and earn their PGA Tour card for this year. So we've got people who got their start, arguably, right here in Central Illinois playing on the tour. In fact, Wesley Bryan finished tied for second here last year, and he's already had his first win on tour. So if you're a fan of professional golf, don't think that this is a step-down version. The caliber is the finest golf you'll see.
And the dates are going to be June 19th through the 25th. It'll be right after the United States Open. It's going to be contested at the Panther Creek Country Club. And I've heard good things about that golf course. And, wow, $550,000 purse, with first prize being just under $100,000. Pretty amazing stuff.
Yes, you know, official rounds will kick off Thursday, June 22nd. And when we talked about ticket sales earlier going to charity, I was remiss. So if you purchase a ticket online and you know, you pick your favorite charity, bring your ticket to the gate and scan in, because you're going to be entered to win a golf getaway weekend for two to the Web.com Tour Championship in late September, early October. Airfare, lodging, and then tickets to the Web.com Tour Championship, and then two rounds of golf at TPC Sawgrass. So we're doing everything we can to build excitement around this tournament and get lots more people here this year.
Wow, those are some prizes. Once again, we're talking to Kate Peters, Executive Director. All right, give us the website address where people can get more information.
Our web address is LincolnLandCharityChampionship.com. There's a ton of information out there, schedule of events, lots of information about our participating charities, and anything you need to know. And if you don't find it, you can always give us a call in our tournament office, and that's 217-670-2910.
Let me repeat that number one more time, 217-670-2910. Tell us about the social media sites involved with the Lincoln Land Charity Championship.
We are very active on Facebook, so check us out there at Lincoln Land Charity Championship. That's how you'll find us. And then on Twitter, we're at Lincoln Land Golf.
All right, Kate Peters, it has been a pleasure talking to you. And now if I could just bestow a week of great weather for your event, it would be mission accomplished.
That's right. That's the one thing we can't control, so we'll take all those good wishes we can get.
Well, we're going to be hearing more about the Lincoln Land Charity Championship in the next few weeks as we get closer to tournament time. Once again, I want to thank Kate Perry, the executive director of that wonderful event, for her time.
Time for a break here on the Grill Room Golf Show. When we return, we'll take a little more in-depth look at Jack's Tournament, the memorial presented by Nationwide. You're listening to the Grill Room, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf.
You're listening to the Grill Room.
Situated in central St. Louis resides the oldest public golf course west of the Mississippi, Normandy Golf Club. Opened in 1901 and designed by the renowned Fowlis Brothers of Scotland, this old gem has played host to Babe Ruth, Mickey Rooney, and the great Babe Zaharias. History lives and breathes at The Rock, as Normandy is affectionately known. A mixture of long and short holes in a tree-lined atmosphere challenge golfers of all skill levels. The 18th hole at Normandy, well, it's as tough a par 3 as you'll find, measuring 251 yards from the back tee. In 2015, a renewed commitment was made to this unique property under the direction of Walters Golf Management. Affordable rates and top-notch service is what you'll find at Normandy Golf Club. The facility uses a unique dynamic pricing structure that golfers seem to love. If your travels bring you to St. Louis, make sure to make a tee time at The Rock. To learn more, check out normandygolf.com or call 314-862-4884 and enjoy old-school golf at its finest.
Make Coolbrella the next purchase for your golf bag. The Coolbrella is instant portable shade. It's an umbrella that reflects the sun, offering portable, effective protection from the sun. Whether playing or spectating, the Coolbrella protects from the harsh rays of the sun while providing a cool, comfortable shade. For more information on the perfect gift for you or any golfer, log on to Coolbrella.com. That's K-O-O-L-B-R-E-L-L-A.com. Coolbrella, instant shade and all-weather comfort.
Hi, I'm Ernie Els. Autism is not game over, it is game on. Get educated and learn the facts. Please learn the early warning signs on our website, elsforautism.com, and talk to your doctor about an autism screening if you have any concerns.
Welcome back to the Grill Room. Your table's ready.
All right, Jay, before we go a little more in-depth at the Memorial Tournament, let's let the Grill Room take a moment to congratulate the Arizona State women's golf team for winning the Division I Women's NCAA Golf Championships.
I was so excited to see Missy Farr, the coach there, such a history with ASU. Awesome stuff. And the men's match play team event is going on as this week, but we do know that Brandon Thornberry from Ole Miss, a Rebel Yell, won the Division I individual NCAA golf title for 2017, and he's the first Ole Miss player in program history to win the NCAA championship.
All right, Jay, as promised, some of the entries into Jack's tournament, pretty impressive. Dustin Johnson, number one player in the world. Jason Day, who lives in the area. Hideki Matsuyama, who was red hot in the beginning of the year, seems to have cooled off. Justin Rose is going to be there. I just think this is a real solid feel, and everybody trying to get ready for that U.S. Open coming up at Erin Hills.
Absolutely. This is what they're playing for, getting ready. It's also a tremendous golf course, so it's a stiff test. You've also got John Rahm, Billy Ho, Billy Horschel, Webb Simpson, who's playing well, Phil Mickelson trying to get ready for the U.S. Open. As we said earlier, the only guy really not there is Rory. He wants to be ready for the U.S. Open right after Memorial.
Yeah, he's pulled out due to that nagging rib injury. We mentioned it before, but he wants to be in top shape for the second major of the year, and he hopes to win that U.S. Open title. It'll be the second U.S. Open that he's won.
Bob, it's an exciting time. A lot of things getting going before the U.S. Open.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And then right after that, we'll be over in England at Royal Birkdale, one of my favorite golf courses across the pond for the playing of the British.
Well, now that you're up to date on what's going on around the world of golf, that's it for this week. The Grill Room is proud to be entertaining the active men and women in the military, both at home and around the world, as well as the veterans, as part of the Armed Forces Radio Network. You're listening to The Grill Room, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf, and can be heard on KTRS, the Big 550 in St. Louis, Talk Sport 2. Tune in, Audio Boom, iTunes, and of course, the Armed Forces Radio Network.
Myself, Jay Randolph Jr., and myself, Bob Bubka, a big thank you for being part of our Grill Room family. Please follow us on Twitter at TGR Golf. Like us on Facebook and on Instagram at The Grill Room Golf Show.
Thanks for spending some time in The Grill Room. No need to leave a tip. Just come back again next week. The Grill Room.